youth football.
It's CU and CSU playing in like Gunga Din. That's nice. All Joe Williams line. Rick Pitino gets snubbed. And Kyrie beats the buzzer. All on a College Hoops carrying best radio show declaring Aftermath Monday edition of the program. Alex, let's do this.
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Come on, Benny, man. The kid is a L7. Weenie!
Yeah. Oscar Mayer even! Footlong! Dodger dog!
Oh, a weenie!
Oh, yeah! Lame or loser, whatever.
The whole team's here. Alex, how are you, brother? We missed you.
I'm good. Missed you on Friday.
Yeah, we
know,
missed you.
My bad. That's my wife. Anyway, I like that. You got all this new gear.
Well, I got swag. Look at it. It says Coach G on it.
Wow. That's official.
Otherwise, I'd give it to you, but you're not Coach G.
I was like, can we change that G to a D?
Diaz, is it?
With a D.
What do you think we should do about it?
Coach G, is it?
Yeah, we had the duck races on Thursday night. We missed you guys. You didn't drive through the snow from Douglas County to Douglas County? You couldn't make it?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no, that's Arapahoe.
Yeah. So that happened? Was it a hit?
We did it. It was a hit.
Wow, Alex?
We played for clicks, and we played for wins.
No, Alex.
You lost the bet.
Did he pull it? I thought you were going to be there.
Yeah, it was a foot of snow on the other side of town.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
It's not like a Dunklin. You didn't quite pull a Dunklin. I get it. Weather permitting.
No, the good news is we had...
And Arch was there. He texted me saying he doesn't need me, so I didn't show.
Yes. No, we nailed it perfectly. But I can't have this happening on Sunday, guys. I need everyone to come when they said they were going to be there. Kyle, I'm talking to you specifically.
Uh-oh.
No, Becker will be there for
Kyle's
sure.
Kyle's a big question mark.
I got Nigel on board, and he's like, I'll let you know if anything changes. And I was like,
he's in. I just talked to him this morning.
Yes.
If anything, why aren't you guys taking this thing seriously?
I think they are, but I don't know.
Highfalutin operation.
It's a whole day ordeal. We'll get you taken care of.
You've got Danny Bailey comes in here, you know. He's...
All I did last year was run instant replay.
He's huffing and puffing. Hey, he's like the Big Bad Wolf when he comes in every day. Big Bad Wolf. That's his new nickname.
Mm.
Big Bad.
Because he blows things.
He comes in. He's
down.
Like... God.
Right. No, you might be onto something.
And then he was kind of like not sure about the whole thing.
He's out. He's not
in. I think I'd get rid of all these guys.
I still haven't found a spot for you yet.
I know. That's the crazy thing.
It's like
one of the most talented guys.
Yeah, I hate
but
to
like,
see
you know,
talented
I'm like
guy
very,
too.
National shoot. Anthem.
Like, yeah, there's three or four things.
Oh,
though.
You could sing the anthem.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, say, can you see
in the Rockets' red glare?
Whoa.
I'll make up for it now.
Shoot, if Carl Lewis can do it, at least I could do a couple bars. If I had, like, you and D. White, we need, like, a black guy, then we come in, like, all for one.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, boom. And I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
In the sky.
I'll be there.
That was Deep doing the Deep voice.
Oh, thing. Yeah. See, and then we're looking for a cello, probably, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We
cello.
Need an Italian guy in this
we
group.
We need an
for sure.
Italian guy.
And then, you know, Alex is the young guy in the group.
Man, he's the like, one that dresses different, and people are like, wow, I like
more in the background.
Dresses.
And Alex is like, A, B, C. Easiest 1, 2, 3. I don't know the rest really, but
and then
yeah,
it's like, for the
he's
very
the most
first time when I saw her.
Man, so
whatever happened over this weekend in sports and stuff, did anything
cool
happen at all?
Oh man,
did you see the most heartbreaking putt in the history of golf?
I did not.
I saw it so
damn,
live.
Wyndham.
Of course,
damn,
I
Wyndham.
Did.
I thought.
But why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Well, first of all, Wyndham on 16 had a chance for eagle also that just missed. And then he made his birdie on 17. Schauffele missed his birdie on 17, so he's kind of out.
Well, he birdied 16.
Right.
Schauffele did.
Schauffele, and even Schauffele had an eagle on 16. He missed it by an inch also. Golly.
Oh, if he could have made just one of those long putts.
So Wyndham,
I had money on him.
Wyndham pipes it down the fairway, puts it on the green below the hole, 12-foot putt uphill, a little left to right maybe. I don't know. Had some good speed with about 5 feet to go. You could kind of tell it was coming in. He wasn't leaving that one short, which is a good way to putt if you're trying to win things. Hits the
back.
Can't
win with a short putt.
Hits the back of the cup. Lips full circle right
Damn.
Back to him.
Wyndham.
Heartbreak City.
That putt goes in. He gets to play in the extra holes.
Yeah. Damn near killed him.
Playoffs.
Best golfer in the world, Scotty?
Oh, yeah.
Clearly?
Yeah, and Wyndham.
Best golfer. What about Rahm?
Wyndham Clark might be the third best golfer.
We don't know.
In the world.
He's on that
Different
other tour now.
Rahm's the best
tell.
Of that tour.
Yeah.
Like WCW, kind of.
Yeah.
That is kind of what it is.
Yeah.
I think we finally figured it out.
I think so, too.
There's real golf, and then
But do you know what happened? The WCW eventually had all the dudes.
Right.
All the greats from WWF, and then some young dudes, too. And at its peak, had Sting, who was arguably the, you know, the biggest, at least as big as, you know, Heartbreak Kid and some of those other dudes, because he had the Hulkster, and he had the Macho Man, Randy Savage, he had all those guys kind of on his squad now. WCW at its peak was right there.
When's the last time you watched the Sunday on the Live golf tour?
Oh, shoot, man. Just probably this
yesterday.
Because
I put in about three and a half.
I did yesterday.
I put 3.5 solid hours in. I had to do some continuing education to be an appraiser and all that good stuff.
I get the NFL.
And I'm just sitting there just continuing my education while I'm watching
just
golf.
Just that I'm aware.
I get the NFL.
Oh, man.
Just that I'm a winner.
Humbling. It's humbling.
Okay, so Alex, what did you do all weekend?
Low key. I watched the television. I watched sports all weekend. I binged Full Swing 2 the entire season.
Wow, the golf one.
Yeah, it just came out.
Is that
a week
the erotic
and a half ago.
Thriller?
You put that thing in the rear view, huh? It's already behind you. You watched the whole thing?
I watched all 8 episodes.
I love that.
Do you know, I love the erotic parody Full Swing Part 1, Full Swing Part 2. That's a great series, man. Reminds me of that other erotic parody series I love. He loves cars. He's into the Fast and the Furious, right? I'm really into the Ass and the Furious, if you've seen
ass.
That. For better or worse, till death do us part. I love you with everything in my heart.
Nice job, D. Damn, D was good on that one.
And then nice win for the Buffs on Friday night against Wazoo, and then couldn't finish it off on Saturday.
I know. Buffs, damn,
Dante.
But the Buffs could have been the last Pac-10 champions.
What do you think? I mean, we talked about Dana Altman on Friday. Before we were leaving, we said
Buffs could have been the last Pac-12
champions.
Got
them an 11 seed, damn it.
But guess what an 11 seed gets you? You get to just play on Thursday or Friday. A 10 seed, you have to go play on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Got
to
win three games to
what
get to
is
the Sweet
going
16.
On? Dude, I think both the Colorado schools got a little robbed, if I'm being honest, and who's Colorado State playing? Virginia? Right out of the gates?
Yeah, UVA in the first tomorrow night.
Man, those guys. I don't know, man. It seems I was trying to explain this last four in or these first four games to my kids and my wife even, and
they're like, it's 64 team field, but it's 68.
I can't still figure out, because then they'll hit me with,
I'm okay with that.
Well, they're like, oh,
it's
okay,
like
I see.
It's
and then they're like, why? And I'm like, I don't know why.
You're kind of into me. And then this proved the teams,
you got to win three games to get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but there's proven to be those teams have a chance to make a run. They've done it.
Once.
Those play-in games have made a teams have made a won a couple games.
Maybe
before.
Once.
No, there's
maybe
couple.
One time
go back
those
and
guys.
Look. I don't got all the information right here. I'm not Sandy Clough. I don't got piles of stuff everywhere. Listener, caller.
It is impressive watching those clips because they do clips of the other shows. I don't know if you know this. They don't clip our show, right?
Never.
But they, because we don't clip got ours. Anything funny that was said ever, except the first 9 minutes.
We don't get none of that stuff.
But when they clip that Sandy, there he is.
Hey,
Esquadabici. Hey, I pay him in a pizzelli. But what's cool is the stack, the mountainous stack that
Sandy
rocks with.
Guy.
Yeah,
he's a very unique guy.
I mean, Limbaugh used to have his stack. You know, Jim Rome talks about. Stuff that hits the cutting room floor.
War bums using empty French fry containers as mittens.
Okay. We should go to break on time as usual. If you're new to the show, one thing we specialize in is punctuation, being sharp on time.
Punctuation? Like ending sentences with proper...
Oh, I meant...
symbols?
What did I mean to say?
Punctuality?
Oh, yeah, maybe on...
being punctual?
I think that's what I meant to say.
Well, that's what punctuality is. It's an act of being punctual.
Shoot. Don't mess with the misses in between.
Whereas punctuation is like parenthetically speaking, you know, and then you start naming punctuatal.
Damn, you're super smart.
As usual.
I can tell you went to a Catholic school.
Thank you.
I could tell your parents were rich for a while.
We had a couple good years there. A couple good stretches there.
Damn, I wish I had that for a couple years.
We owned like a big couple houses, thinking, and then we would rent, and then we would own again.
And it's like, am I better off not knowing what feeling being a rich kid was like rather than having tasted it and then it being taken away from me?
Well, yeah. In the last 20 years of my life, I've been dead broke twice. So, but when I was younger, yeah, I think we did have money.
Damn, that's badass.
I know. You don't forget. You kind of forget the years you had money when you were, you know, scraping by with those French fry things for mittens.
Yeah, French fry containers.
I was a war bum.
Let's go to break. Danny, Alex, and Jeff, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Shout out to the Coleman Group, a new partner of the program.
Hi.
Shout out to those guys for keeping us on the air. And we appreciate you guys.
Keeping it real, too. They keep it real in real estate.
Oh, they sure do. Kai and Jamie? Kai? Man, he's a beefcake. Wait till you meet him, Jeff.
Can't wait.
Back on?
The other side.
But hey, I saw her someone else trying to do back on the other side. Matt with 1T Smith. And then they stole another thing from us, too. That was a total trademark thing.
Horrible.
I've been hearing a lot of our brand around
town. Can't do it.
Need to call them out for that.
At least tag me, Matt Smith. Tag me in that, bro. It's Mally Sports.
I got a pair of
Train. No, that's Kyle Berry.
Train sweatpants.
That's Kyle Berry. Man, you should have seen Kyle grooving at that concert.
You were there?
I was there with Kyle.
You were at the concert. Train concert.
Bet your sweet ass.
Here's what I'm going to do a Kyle.
It wasn't the Train concert. It was Train opening for Hall & Oates. A single thing
you do. Remember when Kyle would put the headphones over the hoodie?
Yeah.
Just don't talk to him.
What a weirdo, huh?
Don't talk to him, right? And then, like, later in the show, we would say something funny. And then the headphones would go back on his ears.
Here's the cool thing. We traded Kyle at his peak. Ugh. Like, Belichick trading, like, coming off Richard Seymour or, like, one of these guys who still had some left. We traded him for cash considerations. Okay?
A young up-and-comer in Jake Meyer.
Jake Meyer, a guy who we plugged in daily, and we got three like random picks, minor league guys, two guys you never heard of, and one turned out to be Alex Becker Acuna Jr.
Man,
yeah. And like we're just looking back at the deal, like no freaking way, like that's how this guy came over, you know, and that's kind of how it worked out. We moved off Kyle at his peak.
Well, it was
traded
like-
him to the fan full to go to the fan full time.
Yep.
I was the producer to be named later.
Yes.
In the trade.
You were. It was like
you were
that.
The cargo in the holiday deal.
Damn.
There we go.
And you know what?
The Ermon Marquez and the Jake McGee deal.
What a steal!
Yeah.
What a steal! Baseball's close. Don't let the snow fool you. It's Danny's getting scrimmages sent to him on the phone. We're trying to get some lined up ourselves. Couple scrimmies.
JJ crowded the plate so close the strike zone almost disappeared.
Aces hate that.
JJ's coach goes, man, he's so mean to Hudson, his son. He's like, he's so mean to him. He's like a sweet guy. He's like, I was like, what? What do you mean? Meaner than I was? Can you record
it's
this?
It's hard to coach your son. It to the old... Yeah, it's really hard to coach your son.
But no, he's nice to the other kids, but
oh, yeah. JJ loves
son.
JJ. Like, we were talking at the end of the practice. They did a little thing at St. Thomas More the other day, and he was just like, I hope I could coach JJ for, you know, up until high school. I love this kid. And he, like, him and JJ had this, like, this embrace, and I was like, whoa.
You're like, hey,
JJ's
you should
never loved me like that.
You're like, cool approach. Try it with your own son.
But JJ goes after the practice, and he goes, he's so mean to Hudson. And so he's like, get up to the plank with being so scared of being a pee.
You're right. Pooh.
Whoa. I was like, Charlie. I sure was Jeff, Jeff or Coach Duman? He was like, Coach Duman. I was like, oh, sorry. I got confused there.
No, I love it.
That's Jeff's stuff.
That's my kind
of
league.
That's some of Jeff's best stuff.
It's one of my best coaching tactics. Question your sexuality. Right? Question your manhood. Question how much you really want it. You know,
rather
and then,
have it that way than the other way around, though, right?
Let's go, guys. Good effort. Good job. Those guys.
Nice strikeout, Zachary.
Where he's chewing out every other kid except his son. He's praising him. That would be the worst.
Ooh,
that would be terrible.
That's daddy ball. That's daddy ball.
Oh, second base.
Ooh,
well, who's playing shortstop? Oh, coach's kid. Welcome
to daddy ball.
Welcome to CU football.
Damn. Oh, wait, let me ask you this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Watch this one.
Are we talking sports all of a sudden?
Yeah, watch this.
All right, I'm ready.
My crystal ball, I can see things, but it's a little foggy. I can't see everything, but I do see the Broncos drafting Shedeur Sanders. Not this draft, obviously, but in 2025.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't know how we get there.
You've got some cloudy balls.
I don't know if we get there with 3 or 4 wins this season. I don't know if the Broncos had traded up to do it. I don't know if Shedeur goes number 2 or number 3 overall. There might be some other quarterback who's coming up and, you know, we haven't realized it yet. And, you know, the next guy. But if I told you that, I don't know what happens this year, but could be the worst year in the history of the franchise, record-wise, statistic-wise, the way, you know, emotionally, really honestly, like just a rock bottom. But Shedeur was the light at the end of the tunnel. Would you take that?
Alex, you want to go first?
I'm a third party. They don't take a quarterback this year, because I think they will.
Dude, whether they do or not, that's the premise that I'm proposing here. Say they do draft Bo Nix in the second round or do something like
and
that.
They still
and
get just, 4 wins.
You know, and they're just, you know, he plays half the season and just like, hey, this guy is Kenny Pickett. We got to move off it. We can't really win with this guy. I don't know how we get there. You can fill in the gap there any way you
question
want.
Question is, would you take
but
it?
But I'm telling you, in a year and a month, we will have Shedeur Sanders as
so
the
13 more
team.
Months of
so
suffering.
So there's a few things here. You have to like Shedeur for one,
and you have to like Shedeur, and you have to like suffering,
and you have to like Coach Prime as your offensive coordinator. I'm just kidding.
Whoa,
I didn't really mean that.
You mean Pat Shurmur? You know what really scares me is I think Pat Shurmur is going to take Shadur's numbers and make them tinier.
Hey,
whereas Coach Sean, right? What was his last name?
Lewis.
I was going to say Foley for some reason. That's the golf coach. Sean Lewis, right out of the gate, Shedeur was just slinging, stacking up against
TCU,
good teams.
He set the school record for passing yards.
Against good teams.
Alex.
But this Shurmur guy, I just don't know what to tell you guys.
Alex.
Yo.
You don't believe. You don't believe.
I don't believe in Pat Shurmur. I actually really do not believe in Pat Shurmur.
You don't believe.
Hey, he got an O-line now. Shedeur, he might not be running for his life the entire game.
Oh, he's got a line now.
Okay, and that's huge.
We'll see.
I mean, dude, the last 4 games of the season, from UCLA onward, homeboy had no time to throw. No chance.
Unbelievable.
No shot. That's what you got. Right? I mean, so, sure, the O-line will be nice to have some blocking, but this Shurmur
still.
But
the downside is Pat Shurmur. I'm with you.
There's no one better in the whole world to call plays for Shedeur than... And Pat Shurmur?
There's a relationship there. There's a trust there. Something's going on that's a little bit above and beyond what we can comprehend. Nah. Not everything, all things are created equal.
There's only, you only got one more year left of Shadour here in Boulder, and we're gonna give him Pat Shurmur as his.
Okay, well, do you know what? I'll tell you this too.
There's not a young stud. Like, can't we go down to Palmer Ridge and get a guy that's calling plays? Can't we?
Nothing is forever with.
Yeah, Pulford's open right now.
Yeah, Pulford, get Pulford up there.
Look at the changes that Coach Prime has made with his coaching staff in one season. It's been wild. There's been incredible turnover. There's been tons of it. If Pat Shurmur's,
got Warren Sapp on the staff now.
If Pat Shurmur's not working, then Coach Prime will. Hey, I'm snap like that. Will change things up.
Do you think?
Get your ass out of there.
Looking back at it now,
okay, I'm not worried about that. Actually,
they didn't make a bowl game.
I mean, they're not trying to win. Perfect.
But looking back at it, he took Sean Lewis out of a position that he was paid to do, gave it to an old fogey from the NFL. A name, a last name, in like just 2020 hindsight, was that the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen?
No, because here's why. Can I tell you why?
I think it was. I think it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Ask me why, and I'll give you the answer. I'll tell you
why.
What happened.
Why do you think it was not the most? I think it was the most egregious mistake Coach Prime made.
Yeah, why did they pin this on Sean Lewis?
It was egregious, the mistake he made. Why do you think it wasn't? Danny, here, you tell us why.
No problem. The reason why is, CU had such an improbable, fast start to their season. I mean, it was just incredible how what they accomplished early, what they did against TCU. They were the runners-up in the national championship game. I mean, JJ and I set Voyage. We were there, man. To be there was so special and so incredible and so unique to feel it. They go on, do that thing against Nebraska. The fast start to the season that they had, Coach Prime, at a certain point, once it kind of started to go off the tracks, started to grip a little bit. Once you grip too tight, what happened to Cougar? He was gripping too tight, and he lost the edge.
He lost the edge.
And he was scrambling to try to, like, maintain the top 25 presence. And really just to try to – they were really competing for something early. Obviously, it came off the tracks. Once the going got tough, he found another guy instead of sticking with Sean Lewis. And whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, I think the heat became, you know,
Do you like numbers?
I think it became really hot for Deion at his seat, and not in the traditional hot seat sense, but he felt like, how do we keep this fire burning? And, you know, the truth is, it was all fool's gold. They were living a lie. And that's the beauty of two things. Coach Prime himself, and then Shadour, a very special quarterback who could take a bunch of just average Jimmies and Joes and do great things with them. They had a couple skill guys, and everyone got caught up with that. But, like, shoot, man, they were all almost so top-heavy. All meat and no potatoes. And we need those potatoes. You got to have some au gratin. You got to have some kind of, we made some asparagus this weekend. Some carrot thing. You got to have all that for a complete dish. And see, you got carried away and ahead of themselves. And we're living a bit of a lie.
Was it the Stanford game? Was that the end for Lewis?
It was. The Stanford game was the end.
And then after that, Colorado had 16 against UCLA, 19 against Oregon State, 31.
Well, they went off of Lewis at that point.
I'm giving you Shurmur's numbers.
Okay.
31 against Arizona State. I was at that game. Missed field goal. Was kind of a bummer.
I get the NFL.
They had a chance
Arizona,
to beat.
Right?
Yeah, Arizona. They had a chance to beat a top 20 team there. Then they go to Washington State, get absolutely trounced.
Oh, yeah.
And they only scored 14. And that was where the O-line was completely exposed, and then 17.
Yeah, Shadour got hurt in the Washington State game.
Yeah, so the guy you keep around got you 17, 14, 16, and 19. And then 31 against Arizona.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think, again, like,
that's not
at
enough.
That point, I think Deion was chasing two things. A top 25 presence.
Sean Lewis got 41 against USC. Sean Lewis got 41 against USC. 43 against Colorado State.
Block.
And then Alex.
He's D-lineman.
Alex, I think Coach Prime was chasing a bowl game. And instead of, you know, continuing to develop, sticking by their guy, going through
horrendous
a tough two-week patch. Or 3-week patch, and then getting it back on tracks with the guy who helped set you off early. They went completely off of it. And then we don't know about all the could have been just the wrong rub, man. I mean,
a 4-game
losing
streak.
They might have not just got along. Him and Coach Prime and Sean might have been different dudes. They might, again, it just, not every relationship works. shoot, I did radio with TJ Carpenter for a week until I had to kick him the hell off the air. He was begging me to do it. Thought I was going to be the great. Thought we were going to be a match made in heaven. He was telling me all the things.
He's like, you wear sweatpants.
I wanted to hear.
I wear sweatpants.
He was whining me. He was dining me a cha cha cheese, a little vino. He was willing to lotion me, oil me, lotion. And we tried it. And the first day, he's talking about
put the lotion in.
You know,
the
he's like Hannity.
I'm my
like,
man.
I'm like Hannity. Or Gil, you got a guest on. Are you going to ask a question here? Or are we going to ramble on and tirade here, brother? What are we doing here?
That's it. Oh, my gosh. You nailed it. Now you nailed it. I think, I don't know, I just, of all the things I love about what Coach Prime did, I think it's fair that we give him his flowers, and then also we give him a couple, you know, punches, and like he's my boy. I'm going to rib him a little bit. And one of the things I just didn't love was the Sean Lewis firing. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Do you know what? They rolled the dice
on themselves.
I think
they win one of those games with Sean Lewis.
He's in a good spot now. He upgraded. He's in a better
demotion. Yeah.
He's in a better spot now than he was at Kent State.
Yeah, not firing, but I mean, you know what I mean. No, he's at San Diego State now. He got the head coaching job.
I know that's what I'm saying.
He left the head coaching job.
At Kent State.
At Kent State.
That's an upgrade.
To take an OC job here, and now you're going to take away the play calling duties from him?
No, it was a bad. It was not a good look, but I told you why. They're chasing a bowl game. They were living in the top 25 for a while. That felt so good. You got a little full of yourself. And then how do we get back to that? How do we maintain that? That was the wrong thing to chase rather than kind of just chasing the development. But also, do you know what? He knew that after this first year, it was going to do another overhaul and then another overhaul. It's going to take 3 or 4 years to really be like to where the factory is running, you know, fully operational, where you get the young guys to develop those guys. You got a system for, you know, your NIT stuff or NIL stuff, your NIL stuff for guys coming in and just like, you know, procedures. The guy, here's the prototype. Here's what a Buffs football player looks like. Here's how we have success here. So, you know, that's going to take a couple few years to put all together. And they got caught up in themselves a little bit. I've been there. Man, they may hate me. But I love me some me.
Hey, I love me some Denver Dentists and Implant Center. That's my guy, Dr. Kenny Burson. I'm just looking at the schedule here, and Kenny's a Nebraska guy. A lot of the best guys are. I'm thinking to myself, September 7th, 2024, we should go to that game in stinking Lincoln. Do you think we can make that happen? I always talk about going to games. You are the one that actually does it.
No, you are.
But do you think I could do it? Either
Who's
way,
a gangster.
If you're a Scurs fan, I would definitely tell you to go to the Denver Dentist and Implant Center, 2190 East 17th Avenue, Dr. Kenny Burson. Check him out online, the Denver Dentists.
Send us out of here, but Scotty Scheffler trailing 4 strokes on Sunday. His grandma shows up, and he wins the tournament.
Right. Sound familiar? He tied it on the front nine.
Oh,
by the
he was
ninth,
down five.
By the ninth hole. Yeah, he was down five, and by the ninth hole, he was all tied up. He had an eagle on four. Four is a legendary hole. I remember playing it on the Sega Genesis back in 98.
I get the NFL.
And he just went ahead and buried an eagle two on four, followed it up with a birdie three on five.
With a stiff neck, too.
With a stiff neck. And a stiff upper lip.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, and Alex Becker. MileHighSports.com. Go check us out there. Lots of ways to get involved with the show. Back on the other side. It's MileHighSports. Monday edition of the program, 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction, the participation. Get at us. Kyrie walks off last night. Man, it was weird. They've had a couple possessions, the Nuggets, and we'll get this stuff figured out. In games down the stretch in the regular season here that have cost them the game by just mishandling what should be the last possession of the game or a chance to win. I remember one time Jokic and Jamal couldn't really get a shot off. I don't know who that was against. Alex, you're really good with that stuff. Then last night was another example. Jamal Murray's feeling it, right? He's wide open with, like, shoot, this is a free throw, little elbow jumper.
Elbow jumper.
And he's just standing there, which felt like was forever, and had, like, too much time, too much momentum, too much form, and just couldn't finish it. Well, in the process, he leaves Kyrie 2 or 3 seconds to go run down the floor and hit a game winner. So Jamal should have did a little hezzy pump fake, tried to get a finish at the rim, stepped back, couple more steps, but you don't lose the game like that. The Nuggets gave one away last night, especially when you're down 13 points late and come all the way back. That was beautiful. The comeback was beautiful. And if you know, if you've gotten some live action there, you see the Nuggets +6, +7, +4.5, you're like, yeah, get it. Because they're going to make a game, especially against a team like that. Jokic finish over Luka down the stretch there. Jamal Murray, huge
the
bucket.
Three.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying no. Jokic finished for 2 over Luka. Luka comes back down, ties it with the 3. Yeah.
That was incredible.
That was unbelievable. And then Kyrie goes, you know, game winner. If I ask you guys this, and if you know, don't say, how many game winners do you think Kyrie has over his career, Jeff?
At the buzzer beater, didn't he? I mean, he got the one, and didn't he make a huge 3 in the finals that one
Tell
year?
Me how many you think, brother.
I'll say 3.
Okay. Alex?
Like true buzzer beaters?
Yes, game-winning buzzer beaters.
4.
That was his second ever. Doesn't it feel like he should have like 6 or
I'm
5?
I'm sure he's had a bunch of go-ahead shots that the other
one in game maybe. 7, that was like with 50 seconds left.
Right. But if you're the man,
the game-winning bucket.
I bet like Durant has 7. LeBron has 10. You know,
like,
it's
like you shot it, balls in the air, and swish to win?
Yes, to win. Game winners. Ooh. GWs. Second ever. You would think a guy like that was, you know, a point guard who's a superstar, whose ball is, you know, is in his hands so many times. But again, like his best stuff is playing with LeBron and now with Luka, right? I mean, like, is a lot of his years. So, and then what? The Brooklyn thing was a disaster. That never worked.
Garbage.
So Kyrie's had a weird career. If Kyrie could have just been like garbage. Chris Paul and had his own squad around him and been in a different place, Kyrie could have got more out of his career.
You know, he's honoring and celebrating Ramadan. Right, the Muslim holiday where you fast until the sun goes. Like when the sun's out, you're
that's
not eating
opposite
any food.
Of fat, right?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Fast.
And so it was even more impressive to see him do that. So here's what I'm noticing here.
Why is he that?
That's his choice, whatever. But my noticing is there was a stretch where the Nuggets lost to the Kings, the Bucks, and the Kings. Right, 3 losses in a row.
Uh huh.
That's the exception to the rule. The rule is. They lose one game, and then they win 3 or 4. Like, so, you know what I mean? My point is, once they lose, it almost kickstarts them again into another 5-game winning streak, which only 14 games left.
Yeah, that loss last night bothered me not at all. The only reason it did is because I want to chase 57 wins. I want this team to go chase 57 wins and tie it or
Carl's
break.
Carl's team?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Nugs record.
Did you see Carl put up a hashtag the other night?
Yeah. But that's the reason I was disappointed. Other than that, I mean, they were 11-1 since the break. They played 2 superstars in a Dallas team that's fighting for their lives. That's like kind of they're playing in quasi playoff games right now when the Nuggets are really just like, you know, how many gears are in the car? We got 4 gears? 5 gears? Sports car, we got 4 gears, 5 gears.
I think I got a 10.
The Nuggets
10
are like
speed.
In 3rd gear right now. You know what I mean? They're not that final gear. They haven't really tuned it up yet and really let it loose yet. So I'm okay with the loss like that.
The loss does put them back in second in the West.
I can live with that.
Half a game out of Oklahoma City, half a game ahead of the Timberwolves. Yeah, and their 2 losses are exactly.
What, OT to the Suns, and then yesterday, game winner on a left-handed runner from way out. They did get out rebounded yesterday, 60-37 though. That was terrible. Couldn't box out against a smaller Dallas team also. So that was pretty concerning.
How'd Luka look? Did he look
good,
like he
good
wanted
as
to,
usual.
Did he
yeah.
look like he wanted to join the Nuggets?
Him and Jokic were you know, dapping each other up after the game. But I don't know, maybe sometime in the future.
If you gave that shot to Kyrie 100 times, that lefty runner. I mean, it was like the opposite.
Oh, Jamal's?
The one that Kyrie won the buzzer beater. It was like a lefty one-handed runner. Yeah, it wasn't even a shot.
Unorthodox.
How many times does he make that out of 100?
He's probably one of the best two-handed guys of all time.
Sure. So he does that. What do you think? 20 times?
Often. 20 to 25? 25 maybe?
Yeah.
Quarter of the time?
I'm just asking.
I say he makes that.
It seemed like kind of a ridiculous shot.
A third of the time he makes
but
that.
But that elbow jumper that Murray missed, he makes that probably 8 out of 10 times. The one that he missed with 5 seconds. That's a
okay.
free throw. That's a
but
free
Jamal
throw.
Made one left-handed layup, too. That was Kyrie-esque down the stretch.
Oh, he
that,
made a couple.
That was, yeah. I thought, oh, no way he made that.
You see the one where he went high up off the glass?
That was
like
the one, I
over
think.
Over Gaffney?
Lefty, right?
That one was righty, but.
Oh, no. The one I'm talking about was the most beautiful left-handed layup I've ever seen Jamal make, ever. It was special. Two guys on him. Let's go to break. 303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line.
Doesn't thanks it seem like weeks ago we talked about Wembanyama sucking?
You did.
Well, I did.
This guy's 25-12 every night now.
Yeah. Now he's picked up. He's picked up two more wins in the last 21 days since we spoke about him.
Bro, he has got no talent around him at all. They suck. Even Poodle. Give me the Poodle.
Yayaka Pirtle.
He was like the only dude who's like really worth a damn on their squad last year, and they cleared house. They got nothing. Vassal.
Yeah.
They got Vassal.
Vassell, Keldon Johnson's
good. Yeah, that's it. And he's not good. Don't. He's a dude who
plays
games.
He was on the Olympic
games.
Team.
He's a guy who plays a lot of minutes. Olympic team? With who else?
Well, I mean, Vassell doesn't even start for them. But Keldon Johnson, at least he's been on a USA team.
38 games under 500.
Okay. Wimby? He's only playing 32.
I mean, Carmelo, Carmelo's rookie year, he wasn't surrounded by studs.
He's the heavy favorite to win rookie of the year.
That's great. I'm sure he is.
This guy.
He can't even win 20 games, and he's going to win rookie of the year. All right. Good for you, bud. In a way, good for you, bud.
Go ahead.
I just not everything's based on win losses.
No,
I mean, it's just a Herbert thing.
Listen,
if that was the case, Barry Sanders would be trash.
Justin Herbert. Well, Barry Sanders. By the way, Barry Sanders, as much as people want to say he's one of the best running backs of all time, you really can't because he didn't win no games.
If you asked 100 guys
he didn't
on
win
the
any
street,
big games.
If you asked 100 guys on the street who's the greatest running back of all
but
time,
come
we come back with 40 Barry Sanders.
I don't know about that.
I think
nowadays, maybe 20 years ago, but nowadays there's been some running backs.
Well,
that
like who are we
up.
Asking?
I'm just saying, there's been LaDainians.
If we ask
there's been Marshall Faulk since then. There's been Adrian Peterson since then.
We can't go
and
ask
then
the
there's
20-year-olds.
Still Walter Paytons and Earl Campbells and Jim Browns. I mean,
We can't go ask the 20-year-olds at DNVR or anything like that. But
right.
Other than those guys, do you ask someone who's in around 30, in their 30s-ish? It's Barry Sanders most of the time, brother.
He's been retired for 30 years.
Well, who's going to? Emmitt Smith?
Emmitt Smith.
No.
Hurlbutt.
No.
Oh, you mean the guy with the 3 Super Bowls and the all-time rusher? We're not going to count him?
Danny, Jeff, and Alex back on the other side. It's Miley Sports. This one.
Oh, yeah.
You're beautiful.
That's for sure.
It's...
Thanks, Nelly.
Frittato.
Yay!
Look at you.
Not Nelly from St. Louis.
But it's not for sure. She does that one with Timberland?
Yeah, Timberland.
That is a banger.
Which one's that?
She may have to play it for us. Just like in a minute or a second here.
I got
but
it.
Yeah,
give it to me.
Oh, man. We just got to hear it.
Yeah, there you go.
303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. She's Canadian.
It just says, when did Nelly Furtado quit? This is a question.
I heard Drake was bringing her back on for something.
2006, she had a nervous breakdown on stage.
Damn. That sucks. I was at that concert. That was at the Bluebird.
Ah,
I thought
all
that
makes
was
sense.
I thought that was at the Wiener Up in Aspen.
Okay, so what else over the weekend? Are we gearing up for the are we filling out brackets yet or not yet?
Yeah,
no, I don't think so. Not yet.
Would you fill it out now or would you wait until the first four is over?
You can, you know, again, if you're trying to win like an office pool, never do more than three because then you're like at a certain point
you're cheering for and against
the
same team.
That's just true. But do one from the out, you know, from the start, outside in, and then do one inside out. That's two brackets. And then just do kind of some kind of crazy bracket. You know, be a realistic
upsets
yet crazy
all over
bracket.
The place.
Yeah, just not all the over the place, but just like a version of like a winning bracket from another year. And you got to look like last year, or the year before, just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, you can never see some of these things coming. But I've been into college basketball this year, probably more than any other year ever.
Why is that?
I'm betting.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to get like Jackson Norwood to get over 13 like, points.
No, you can't do player props on college sports here in this state. But
in the state, you can't?
No. A sure state,
that's
you
a
can.
Colorado thing?
Totally. Oh, my God. Each market is very unique in what you can offer and not.
What you.
From coin tosses at the Super Bowl to, you know, player proppy stuff to all kinds of stuff, man. Live bets and stuff. But yeah, I'm kind of excited. I kind of feel like I can win things this year. I'm going to do like.
Just like this weekend. You won all those bets, right?
So who do you like? Who's your team?
He just goes
to win it all.
Who's winning the dance?
Damn, who do I like to win it all? To be honest, I think UConn is built.
Repeat.
Yeah,
feel like they're better than they were last year.
As good.
And they ran through everyone last year.
And Dude. Then there's so much turnover in, you know, college sports at the highest level now that you have a whole new group of guys wanting to kind of prove it all over again. And they're just kind of built for this stuff. They just really are. And they're unique because they play a really high level of competition, but then they play some schools too that are like smaller schools who the biggest game of their lives is against UConn. And sometimes UConn barely beats those teams. They're not just slaughtering teams. Last year they were slaughtering some teams. It's not quite like that this year. They're built a little bit different, but I like UConn quite a bit. They're pretty good.
And the thing you got to love most about UConn is Coach Hurley, right? From the legendary Hurley family. Bobby, his brother, the great point guard. Bob Sr., right? The legendary coach.
I don't believe in UConn, or I'm sorry, UNC at all. There's something about North Carolina don't like.
How does Arizona go and get beat by Oregon and then get the 2 seed?
Dana,
are they that good?
Oregon's got a great coach.
He does. He's
a great coach.
And so is
they
Bruce Pearl.
They might not have the players this year, but he coached his way to some nice wins.
Auburn can definitely win the whole thing as a 4 seed.
I think
can. I love Bruce Pearl.
Oh,
my God. Bruce Pearl is one of my 5 favorite coaches in college basketball. I loved.
They're really
listen,
good.
I've been on Florida since the beginning. They were not supposed to be anything this year. Rise, rise, rise. They're for real. They will make a run in this tournament. They put the spank down on a good Florida team.
Is that who Colorado gets if they win?
Mississippi exactly. State they beat.
Exactly.
Auburn is good. Auburn's got Sweet 16. Written all over them. But I never say Final Four.
I think they're
because
going to Final
Four. Maybe. I like that. They can.
They're
like,
in the BYU-Iowa State
Sweet 16
side.
Elite 8 is, you know, yeah. There's some certain teams that will go there to the Sweet 16 and Elite 8.
But
and then there's
the
some
UConn
big teams
side.
That are going to get knocked out.
Is Auburn in UConn? Auburn will face UConn if they want to get to the Final Four, right?
I'd have to look.
I think I heard that on the drive in here, which... So that's the only thing that's stopping Auburn from being that Final Four team because the 2 seed is Iowa State.
I don't like Purdue. After what happened to Purdue last year,
right?
At the core of them, who will listen?
Matt Painter's a choke artist.
Oh man,
too.
Yeah. Purdue is don't waste your money on Purdue. I promise you guys, do not do that.
Hey, here's what I tell you to do when it comes to betting on Purdue.
Don't.
you like Marquette or Creighton? I like Marquette.
I like Marquette.
Creighton is red hot right now.
Shaka's team.
Two of the best.
Yeah, do you know what Marquette peaked a little bit too
getting,
early in the season?
Their best player, but Tyler Kolek's coming back too.
Don't bet the Cyclones. Don't bet Iowa State. They can't score the ball. Don't do it. Tennessee's dangerous. They're unique and dangerous.
Where's Necht from again?
That's Tennessee.
And he's
Baby.
Is he Ralston? Where's he from?
Prairie View High School. And then
no, Prairie View here?
In Thornton. Yeah,
yeah bro.
He went to Prairie View High School in Brighton.
Yeah. And then
really?
He went to Sterling, the JC out there.
Right.
Northeastern, and then he went to UNC. He was a Bear,
goodness.
And then he transferred to Tennessee.
Auburn's way better than their record is. Kansas, don't do it. Don't get sucked in. They're going to lose. This college season has been Alabama. They've been really good down the stretch. I like them
quite
a bit.
Do you mean Kansas is going to lose, like, on the way to the Sweet 16?
No, they're not going to the Sweet 16. They'll lose in one of these first couple games. I bet you they do. five seeds I'm looking at, Wisconsin, they've proven themselves to be able to hang around and beat teams. Gonzaga, it's not the same Gonzaga team. There's no value there. I like St. Mary's better than Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And they're another one of the, five seeds. I like St. Mary's. They're going to do some stuff. And then BYU has had a really quietly a good season and a good resume as well. I think that's about as deep as I'm willing to go. South Carolina's had a good story.
You like Illinois as a three seed?
No, they're not. They don't have enough firepower. They're okay. They were really good in the middle of the season, but not the same team now. And just not as good as about four or five other teams I could think of. I liked Clemson early in the season. I don't like them now. I like Florida. I'm willing to hang my hat on Florida. I think they got what it takes to make a run in this thing. Then you get into the Daytons and the Florida Atlantics. And I like Florida Atlantic. I kind of like them. They got a good coach. They play good ball. They're victims of their own schedule. They don't play enough good teams to
Florida Atlantic?
Yeah.
Final Four team last year.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. I mean, they have a chance to go to the Sweet 16, but they're just not special. And then that's it. I don't like anyone else. I
don't like that call.
Houston.
That's not a very
good call.
Houston going to win it all? Have
no,
a chance?
Nah.
What's your problem?
I love Calvin Sampson.
What's
right?
your problem? They're not an AAC
Give
team anymore.
Give me Sampson.
Aren't they Big 12?
They're Big 12. Calvin and they Sampson. Dominated.
Yeah. So when you're in the Big 12, you got to go to Kansas. You got to go to Oklahoma State. You got to go to Iowa. You got to go to Baylor. You got to go into that.
I'm never going to go to Iowa. Never going to go back to Washington.
I was telling that to Coach Prime because that's where he's got to go next year. And I'm telling that to Tad Boyle, who had a shot, Tad, yet. Dang it.
Jeff.
I was at a St. Paddy's Day party, so I forget, but.
Jeff,
had a shot, Pat.
They only pay us for a certain amount of words. This show is over. Let's go have a great Monday.
Maybe we'll do a coach's bracket.
Try to propel this week. Yeah, we got a lot of things we could do. Let's bracket all week
long. Let's do a coach's bracket.
Let's do all kinds of brackets this week. You down for that, Alex?
Definitely.
Okay.
Love this one.
Let's do the traditional candy bar bracket. And the winner is
Dan Munson.
Kit Kat.
Oh, the candy bar bracket. Sure.
All right. For Jeff Gershon, Alex Becker, I'm Danny Williams. We appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila. Night.
I'll never forget today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila.
See you, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert.